It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? Did you see Hisher Boop Trunk that I brought in with me? I'd like you to see him. This is a ventriloquist's dummy. Could you say hello? Hello. You see, I make him talk. Hello. I want you to see how his mouth moves. Right back here are some controls. And this one right here makes the mouth go down. See that one? And this one makes his eyes move back and forth. I've had him since I was 10 years old. I played with it a lot, and I'd try to make him talk. But even though he has a mouth that opens and eyes that move, he's still a doll. He doesn't grow or change or think or eat. Mm-mm. My little sister used to want to feed Hisher because she thought he would surely get hungry. But of course, he didn't get hungry. And he didn't get sad or lonely or happy or anything like that. But real people do. And one of the first things that a real person feels is hungry. Do you think that babies cry most times because they're hungry? Well, most baby animals and human babies start out by drinking their mother's milk. Let's just think of all kinds of babies drinking milk. Mothers often find a lot of pleasure in feeding their babies. Feeding can be a wonderful way of expressing love. When mothers and babies are ready, the babies start eating other foods beside milk. One of the foods that I liked when I was a boy was applesauce. I still like it. Do you like applesauce? I know people who make their own applesauce at home. And I also know people who have a factory where they make applesauce to sell in the stores. I'd like to show you the place I know where people make applesauce. A lot of applesauce. Come along to the applesauce factory. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Fred. Welcome.
Thank you. I'd like you to know my television neighbor. This is Mr. Bob Smith.
Hi.
I said that we would be coming to see how people make applesauce.
Well, good. We'll be glad to show you. The first thing with applesauce is apples. And here we have some of the varieties that we use to make applesauce from. This is a Golden Delicious.
Golden Delicious.
Yes, it's a good apple for color and for flavor. But that's not the only one we use. We use other kinds, like these red apples here, because we want texture from them. Each apple has something that we want to add to the sauce. One of them has flavor, one of them has color, one of them has texture.
So you put them all together in the same applesauce?
We put them together in the same applesauce because the best applesauce has the feature of each apple.
Well, from these apples, and there look like lots of them here,
oh, we have lots of apples because we make lots of applesauce.
So where do you go from here?
Well, let's go in and see what is going to happen to these apples. But when we go in, we'll wear hats.
All right.
Okay.
Everybody wears something.
Everybody
on his
wears
head.
Hair covering in the plant. So okay, here we go in to see where the apples are going to go. The first thing we want to do with the apples, Fred, is get them into the wash water. So here we are in the department where we will take them out of the bins and get them into the water.
Hi.
Hi.
Is it all right if we watch?
Sure. Oh,
thank you.
Each one of these bins has 25 bushels of apples, and we use 6 million bushels of those a year.
6 million?
Half of them we make applesauce out of. Now you see, the bin comes over here on the platform. The platform is going to be lowered into the water because we take advantage of the fact that apples float in water.
They float? Yeah.
Yes, they do. Now you'll watch them as the bin goes down, the water and the apples come up.
Ah. Is that fun to watch?
Isn't it? The next thing that happens to the apples is they are going to be peeled.
Peeled?
Yes. So let's go over and watch them being peeled.
All right.
Just follow me now. There's the automatic peeling machine, Fred, where we take the peel from the apple. The apple goes in, is picked up, and as it turns, the knives take the peeling off, and as it comes out here, you can see the coring spoon coming up, taking the core out. Nice. And here our apples go down here now. All peeled and cored.
And they go into that little stream.
It's the easiest way to transport them. Now we can go over to the processing room and see what people do with them there.
Good.
Now here the apples are inspected before they go on to the chopper and the cooker.
Uh-huh. But I see some of the peel.
A little bit of the peel isn't going to hurt us in the final product, because the strainer that we use after the cooker will take out the peel.
But those women must be looking very carefully for things that don't make good applesauce.
They have to have good eyes and fast hands. Now from here, the apples go on up this belt to the chopper, where they're chopped in small pieces. Let's go up there now and see that.
All right.
Over here, the apples are going into the chopper. We're chopping them into these small pieces that you see coming up here. All ready to go into the cooker. And here are the chopped apples now coming up. And then dropping off here into the cooker.
That must be very hot down there.
Very hot. You see these small pipes on the side? Those are shooting steam directly into the apple pulp. And that's what does the cooking.
There's a lot of machinery up there. Boy, this is a big place.
This is the finisher that acts as the strainer that I told you about before. This is where the peel and the seeds are separated from the applesauce. Then the good applesauce goes through the strainer and over to this kettle.
Oh.
And there you see it. There's the sauce all ready to go.
That's the finished sauce ready to go into the jars.
All ready to go into the jars now, or the can. It comes out of this kettle, across this pipe, here to the filler. Let me show you the filling machine now.
All right, Bob.
And here we are at the filler. Here's the glass coming through the steam chamber on down to the filling machine.
Oh, but they look very hot.
They are very hot. We steam them to sterilize them and also to heat the glass so the hot sauce doesn't break the glass when it goes into them. It goes right around there. When it comes out the other side, it will be filled up to the top. Then it goes on down to the capping machine where the lid's put on. After the lid's put on, we send it through a cooler to cool it down, then to a labeler, put the label on, and then we send it out to the stores for people to buy it and take home.
That's it.
That's how we make applesauce.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. Do I give you back my hat?
Wait until we get outside. But before you go, I have something for you.
Oh, good.
Well, you certainly know a lot about this industry, Bob.
Well, I've been in it a long time, Fred.
Do you still like applesauce?
I love it. And so do my kids, and so do my grandchildren.
Have you fed it to all your family?
Every one of them. And they all love it.
Thank you for showing us.
Thank you for coming, Fred. And before you go, I have something for you.
What is that?
Those are apple seeds. I want you to take them home and plant them and have your own apple trees.
Thank you.
And when they have apples, bring them back and we'll make you your own jar of applesauce.
Great, thank you, Bob.
Okay, Fred.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye now.
that interesting? To see all those people making applesauce? I'm gonna take a look at these seeds. There. To think that each one of these seeds could grow to be an apple tree. Isn't that amazing? Well, let's have some make-believe. Charlie, I'd like to make-believe that X the owl is waiting for a delivery of some special seeds which he wants to grow near his tree in the neighborhood of make-believe. Trolley, do you have a delivery for me, Trolley? Well, have you seen Mr. McFeely anywhere along the way? Oh, owl, my seeds will never get here. I wanted to grow something for dinner. Yeah, well, thanks.
Hello, X. How are you?
I'm not so good, Queen Sarah.
What's the matter, dear?
Well, I was expecting a delivery, and I've been waiting at least 20 or 30, and it's not here yet, and I think I just hate to wait.
Hate to wait. Hate to wait. So many people hate to wait.
But I'm not people. I'm an owl.
Well, I guess owls hate to wait, too, then.
Well, I sure do. Just perch here and think about my delivery not being here is just not a good feeling at all.
Well, maybe you could think of something to do while you're waiting.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, instead of thinking about your delivery not coming, you could do something else that might be fun.
Have any suggestions?
Well, when I was a little girl learning to wait, I used to like to play hide and seek.
Oh, I love hide and seek. Thanks for that idea, Queen Sarah.
You're welcome, dear. Now I must get back to my Food for the World meeting. See you soon.
Okay. Oh, hide and seek. Good. Now, who wants to play hide and seek with me? How about you? I'll hide and you find me. All right? Okay. You found me. All right, now let's try it again. You're pretty close, pretty close. Oh, this is really fun. How about one more time? All right, one more time. Not clear down there. Come up a little higher. A little higher. Come fly with me.
Oh, it's the owl. Where are you?
Oh, I'm hiding, Mr. McFeely. Come find me. You found me, Mr.
Mr. Bailey.
Hello there, X.
You want to play hide and seek?
Oh, I wish I could, X, but I have a lot of deliveries today. I'm behind on them.
Oh, well, I haven't been having such a good time. I almost forgot. Do you have a delivery for me?
Oh, why, yes, I do. And here it is.
Oh, my speedy seeds.
Your speedy seeds.
Oh, good. Let's plant them right over by my tree, okay?
By the tree. Alrighty. All right. There you go, X.
See you there.
Okay.
Well, here we are.
Here we are, X.
Here are the seeds. I'd like to see them.
Alrighty, I'll get some seeds out for us.
Good.
There they come. Your speedy seeds.
I wonder what they look like.
In just a moment here, I'll show you. There you go. There are the speedy seeds.
Oh, they're beautiful, Mr. McFeely.
They certainly are.
Oh, they look like they would be very speedy.
Well, shall I plant some, X?
Oh, please.
Alrighty, well, I'll just dig a little hole here and put one right in there.
Yes, plant the speedy seeds.
Alrighty, here we go. Another seed right in there. Cover it up.
You see, I need some food for dinner.
For dinner?
Well, sure. For dinner.
Meow, meow, X. Meow, meow, Mr. McMeowly.
Hi, Hen. We're planting some seeds out here.
Meow.
My speedy seeds came hand, so now I can invite you to dinner.
Meow, meow, that fast?
Well, they're speedy seeds. They should grow right away.
Lex, somehow I don't think they'll come up before dinner time.
They won't?
No seeds grow that fast, X.
Well, what about Jack's beanstalk?
Meow, meow, just meow, fairy tale.
Well, what about us? Let's watch them grow. I think they just need some water.
Do you have some water, Henrietta?
Yeah, meow.
All righty, we'll try that. All righty, let
just
me help
some water,
you there.
That should do it.
Yep, there we go.
Meow.
Put some water on this one up front here. A little water helps. Some right there.
Oh, that's good.
That's good?
Yeah, I think that's what they need.
There's some right there.
There, now let's just watch them grow. Maybe they need more water.
What they need is patience, X.
Well, where do you get that?
Patience comes from inside yourself.
Meow, meow, little meow seeds.
Well, that's true, Henrietta. Patience is a little like seeds. It's something that grows little by little.
Oh, boy.
Meow, 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 something to do, meow, meow, waiting.
That's what Queen Sarah always says. Think of something to do while we're waiting.
Well, people do find that helpful, X. In fact, there's a song written about that, and I think you might know it.
Oh, sure. I like that song.
Well, let's sing it already.
Meow.
Let's think of something to do while we're waiting for something new to do. Let's try to think of a song while we're waiting. That's liberating and true. Yes, sir.
Oh, that's nice. You know what we could do? We could play hide and seek again.
Well, that's
meow, meow, fun.
Okay, well, here's what I'll do. I'll close your doors.
Okay,
I can go. There's your doors.
Hide.
Alrighty, Henrietta. Now, X, I'll close your door.
And I'll go hide.
Alrighty, the door is closed and speedy delivery.
Not that far, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, there you are, X.
Yeah, you found me.
Now I've got to hunt Henrietta.
Yeah, well, I'll see you back at the tree then.
All righty.
Goodbye.
Meow, Mr. McMeowly.
I found you, Henrietta.
Meow. Meow, meow, your turn, meow.
My turn to hide. All righty, here I go.
Meow.
Oh, Henrietta. Hen.
Meow, 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 it.
Oh, he found you, too.
Meow.
Where is Mr. McFeely?
Meow, hiding.
Oh, he's hiding. Wonder where.
Meow, meow, over here, meow. Meow, meow, see me, anybody? Meow, 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 over there, meow, meow.
Yeah, maybe this way. See if we can find him.
Oh, there's Mr. McFeely on the tree. Hi, Mr. McFeely.
You found me in my hiding place.
Oh, we had a good time.
Well, I have to get back to my deliveries now, friends.
Well, thanks for everything, Mr. McFeely. Next time, plan to stay for dinner, because my seeds will surely be big plants by then.
Well, I'll look forward to that. Bye-bye, everybody. Speedy delivery to you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Hello there, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, Mr. Boobtrunk, anything I can do for you?
Oh, no, thanks. Just out here getting a little fresh air. We've been having some meetings at the castle.
Well, I hope the meetings have been going well for you.
Oh, sure. Hope you have a good day.
Thanks. Speedy delivery.
Yeah, I know. Speedy delivery. Hello there, Trolley. Yeah, Trolley, good.
It's hard to wait for things like seeds to grow, isn't it? And it's very important to think of something to do while you're waiting. Put these seeds over here with Hischer. Give the fish some food. There you are, fish. I like to take care of you that way. One of the best things that you can do while you're waiting is to play. That's right. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day a special day. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and people can like you exactly as you are. Bye-bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation. This is PBS.